creation of the image of the beast is when secular power is used to enforce religious dogma or sustain its institution. So when the United States passes the Sunday law that is being addressed here in verse 11, it simultaneously has taken a position where the secular power of the United States is going to enforce the religious dogma of Sunday keeping. So in verse 11, we see the United States forming an image of the beast. And verse 12 continues on describing the role that the United States will play in healing the deadly wound of the papacy. Verse 13 identifies that it's this time that miraculous powers will be added to the role of the United States. And if you look closely at what the Spirit of Prophecy says about the time of the Sunday Law, it's at the time of the Sunday Law where Sister White identifies the marvelous working of Satan beginning in earnest, even though he's doing marvelous working before that time. He's doing marvelous working right now in the apparitions of Mary and things that are going on in the New Age movement, etc. But it begins in earnest at the Sunday Law. And in verse 14, we see the United States doing this. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image of the beast. The United States has made an image of the beast for itself in verse 11 when it passes the Sunday Law. Now it's telling the whole world to do the same. And the definition in the Spirit of Prophecy of the image of the beast is when secular power is used to enforce religious dogma. So this verse here demands that if the whole world is going to have an image of the beast, that there has to be some kind of secular power that can apply force to the whole world. There's a one world government being identified here. And if you remember the definition that Sister White gives for the speaking of a nation, and you read on to verse 15, here's what it says. And he, the United States, had power to give life unto the image of the beast. This is the worldwide image of the beast. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause them that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This image of the beast here in verse 15 is going to speak. In other words, it's going to be a secular power that enforces religious dogma. It's going to be a secular power that can speak, which means it has a legislative and judicial branch. And we know that the World Congress and the World Court already exist in the United Nations. And this has been the goal of Masonry and before Masonry. If you get into the history recorded in Masonry and these other secret societies, it had been their intent from the very beginning to bring in a one-world government. When Adam Weishaupt was putting out his information on how this was going to happen, one of the main tools that he intended to bring this about was ecumenism, and we see today